So when I got in, all these guys were just kind of sitting around. Well, all of a sudden, they start picking up their instruments. They start playing. And we didn't expect this, you know. We were just kind of hanging out. And I'm thinking, yeah, folk music. Yeah, okay, whatever, you know. I'm going to go to bed. They start doing their thing. And I'm going, whoa. I mean, we got guitar champion, Grammy Award. We got a couple of singers that aren't in the picture that were sitting to the left that were professional singers, made their career professional singing. And they start just jamming. They just start going off in my dining room there in my house. And it was awesome. I mean, it was so amazing. This one guy, his fingers were moving so fast. I was like, I'm so jealous. And I'm not worthy, you know. And the whole thing. And they hand me a guitar. Go, here, play with us. I'm like, no, I'm not going to. Well, so I put it on. I was trying to keep up, strumming a few chords. And, you know, anyways. But what was amazing about their playing was as they were all playing together, different guys, different instruments, from different backgrounds, they played their music harmoniously without error. They played it as completely complementing each other. And the song, as it was kind of layered on top of each other, you know, you started out with a guitar, and the fiddle came in, and the other guitar came in, and the voices came in, and the harmonies came in right there in my house. And it was just the most amazing thing you could hear. It was beautiful and wonderful, but there was no errors. There were no contradictions in the music. It flowed harmoniously as though it was all inspired from one source. And the reason why is because it was. Because the music was all complementary. It all came from the same sheet music. It all came from the same arrangement. It came from the same part. And these guys have been playing for years and years and years together. And so when they put it all together, while there were different combinations or different harmonies, different, but there was one message being sent out. One voice. Many different expressions, but one inspiration. I believe that the Bible that you hold in your hand, many of you, or the one that we can get for you if you want one, easily, is a blend of different scenarios, different situations, different settings, different environments, different authors that were as assembled together, appears with one inspiration, one message, one voice, without contradiction and without error. Just like the guys playing music in my house. Now let me ask you a question. Why is it so easy for you to believe what I just said about those guys in there being flawless, having no errors, not making any mistakes, not being off key, not missing notes, not being off in a harmony, that producing beautiful music that fits perfectly together with one voice and one inspiration? Why is it so easy for you to believe that? And yet why is it so difficult for so many to believe that if there is a God and He were to write something down, that it would not have those same qualities?